Hello everybody, welcome back to the Aircast. I'm your host, Dr. Simon Raybould, and in this episode we're talking about brakes. Okay, I'm not talking about limb brakes, arm brakes, bone brakes, whatever here. I'm talking about rest brakes, and it's kind of important because, frankly, I'm recording this at some godforsaken hour in the morning before I fly off for a couple of weeks' holiday in India, and I just wanted to spend a few minutes exploring why brakes are important, how we can best use them, and all of that kind of jazz. Now, if you're listening to the Aircast, it's almost certain you know that AIR is an acronym. It stands for Act, Inform, Restore. ACT is what you do, your job, your business, whatever it is, whatever you get paid for. And INFORM stands for those things that you do in order to get better at acting. So it could be learning how to type faster, that kind of thing, taking half a day a week or whatever it is for you that means you're better and more efficient at what you do. And it may be that for you, listening to this podcast qualifies as your INFORM. I don't know. I'd like to think so. But then R stands for restore. Restore is whatever you do to get your head back in the game so that when you start work again, you're fresh as a daisy and ready to rock and roll. So that's what the structure stands for. And going on holiday now is part of my restore. Fair enough. But I'd like to just draw your attention to the idea of the question of how long you go on holiday for, how long you do your restore for. And it could be just a coffee break, of course. It doesn't have to be a holiday. But I want you to think about how long it takes to get ready, the effort, the overhead in taking some restore time. Now, obviously, if you're just taking 5 minutes out for a cup of coffee, the only overhead there is walking down to the kitchen or to the coffee shop or whatever and either making yourself a cup of tea or buying yourself a coffee. But if you're going away on holiday, there's a huge setup. There's a whole travel plans, visas, all of that kind of jazz that you've got to think about. So taking a break actually has an overhead. And I want to put it to you for you to think about that sometimes it's actually not worth taking a break. Or at least if it is worth taking a break, you've got to take a hell of a break. So let's think about it for a second. For a short-term break, there's very little overhead. And actually the trade-offs are pretty high for the length of time that you're away. You know, half an hour in a coffee shop can really refresh you for the rest of the day, and the only overhead is actually getting to the coffee shop and paying for the coffee. I would qualify that as a reasonable value for money piece of restore time. Now, at the other end of the spectrum, there's what I'm going to do with my wife now. There's 2 weeks in India. We're going to see my sister-in-law and spend some time travelling around India and all of that kind of thing. Now, the overheads for that are absolutely massive, but the benefit to my sanity will be spectacular. However, suppose I was supposed to go to India only for a week. What I would lose is an awful lot of the head clearing space, but what I would not lose is the overhead involved in getting visas, packing, travel plans, and all of that kind of jazz. In other words, what I'm going to call the hassle to benefit ratio would shift. So sometimes it's about going for longer or going for shorter, but sometimes it's about just maybe even thinking, is it worth taking this break? Because the overhead of taking the restore time means perhaps it's not worth it. For me though, oh boy, am I looking forward to this one. Just a side note here, I want to just take this a few moments to compare what I'm saying here with the previous episode of the Aircast when I talked about sort of New Year's resolutions. Now, it seems pretty silly, but I'm going to use this as the start of a new year, if you see what I mean. So by the time I get back, I'm going to be 2 months into the new year, and it'll be time to take stock. So, you know, I said last time you have this idea where you take stock, have New Year's resolutions at New Year and different New Years. Well, actually thinking about it, I'm going to be doing this while I'm away. I'm going to go, what have I done okay so far in the previous, you know, the first 2 months of this year? What have I not done? And what can I improve? But that's just a side note, looking back at the last episode. But there's something else I want to talk about just for a few minutes when it comes to restore time. And that is that very, very often the best thing about restore time is that it gives you the opportunity to change the environment that you're in. So in my case now, literally I'm going to a different continent, but for you it might just be going for the coffee shop or going for a walk in the park or jog around the woods or going to the gym or whatever it is. But the important thing is that we're in a physically different space, and there's a shed load of research that says we are conditioned to think in certain ways under certain circumstances. What you go on to do, therefore, the corollary of that is, if you change the circumstances in which you are in, it doesn't automatically change the way you think, but at the very least, it frees up the opportunity for you to start thinking in different ways and to start thinking more creatively. Now, what's going to happen at that point is, I know myself, inevitably, I'm going to come up with lots of ideas about things I could do and could do differently and could do better, or new stuff and all of that kind of creative thing. What I don't want to do, however, is let that creativity start to interfere with my restore time, because if I do, there's no point in going on holiday. So what I want to do is I want to capture those bright ideas, capture that creativity, throw it away somewhere where I'm not going to lose it so I can relax about it, but not let it interfere with my restore time. Now, I'm a bit of a geek, so I do that using tech. Other people might do it different ways, but the important thing is that you get it out of your head as fast as possible so that you don't lose your restore time, but you have absolute confidence in the way that it works. Because if you're not sure about your capture system, a little bit of your brain is going to be dedicated to trying to remember things. Now, in my case, as I say, because I'm a bit of a geek, I use my trusty iPhone to just capture ideas. I know other people use pen and paper or whatever, but for me, the iPhone is the way forward. And again, you can use whatever you want, but I'm going to be sticking with Evernote. I know there are newer and sexier sounding apps on the planet, but for right now, I'm still sticking with Evernote because I can just talk to it, capture my idea, and know that the next time I hit Wi-Fi or a signal, it's going to be automatically backed up to the rest of the world and I don't have to worry about it. Of course, you could just stick with, you know, the good old Notes app. That works perfectly well. Or I found the actual Google app for what's it called? Google Keep works really well and has an excellent voice recognition system. So whatever it is, the idea is that you capture the idea, throw it away, know that it is being caught, and then when you come back, the very first thing you do, obviously, is plow through them. Actually, that's a rubbish thing to say, isn't it? Because what you do when you come back is not go through them. What you do when you come back is triage. So here's a thought. The next time you go out for an extended break, include as part of your overhead for that restore time some recovery time at the end of the day. So when you get back to the office or whatever it is, you're not only unpacking and washing and all of that kind of jazz, you're also triaging the ideas that you had when you were in a brand new environment. Okay, so that's it. I'm done because, frankly, it's time for me to go do things that are more important to me than talking to you guys. Please don't take offense, but holidays with my wife, right up there at the top of the list. One more thing before I go. If you're in or you can get to the northeast of the UK, northeast of England, I'm sorry, at the beginning of March on Thursday the 7th, I'm doing just one open course in the UK this year on presentation, personal impact stuff. And the place you need to go is Presentation Genius. Eventbrite.co.uk, presentationgenius.eventbrite.co.uk, and Bob's your proverbial uncle. I would love, absolutely love to see you there, because it's always good to meet podcast listeners face to face. In the meantime, I'm going to be gone, and I will see you when I get back. Take care, everybody. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Okay, if you enjoyed this episode of the Aircast, why not subscribe? It's on iTunes and Stitcher. And if you really liked it, it would be great if you left a rating and review to say that. Or how about joining the Air Productivity Group on Facebook? A growing community of people with your mindset, helping each other with productivity, with sanity. See you next time.